Yeah, well, we're, you know, obviously getting massive amounts of rain in the area, which is going to have a significant impact on our lakes. Mostly right now with Lake Norfolk, of course, you saw the Bassmaster tournaments have been postponed, and they're calling it quits for the weekend, not only because of the threat from storms and lightning and things, but also because of the condition of the lake. It rose about 7 feet the last 24 hours. We're currently at almost 562, which is only 7 feet above pool. You know, we came into this event with both lakes at conservation pool, and so that's really helped us with not seeing a whole lot of impacts yet on the lake. So Norfolk and Bull Shoals, you know, both of them are in pretty good condition right now, although Norfolk's rising pretty quick. We've still got about 18 feet of vertical space there left before we're even at the top of conservation pool. Bull Shoals is not seeing near the impact that Norfolk is. We're only about a foot and some change up from conservation pool there. And so, of course, the holding capacity for Bull Shoals is massive. We've still got about 35 feet left in Bull Shoals before we're at the top of flood pool there. So right now the concern is definitely Norfolk. I would expect there to be a lot of debris coming into the lake from the north part of the lake up around Tecumseh and Bryant Creek. Little bit of good news. Tecumseh was predicted to crest at 25 feet yesterday. The prediction they put out yesterday was for a 25-foot crest today. And I just checked a little bit ago, and that predicted crest has dropped some to about 18 feet. So a little bit less water than they initially called for. Still a massive amount of water and unsafe conditions, nevertheless. But the lakes are definitely coming up. Going to be a lot of floating debris out there, a lot of safety hazards for boaters, which is why you saw this tournament cancel, which was a great call on their part. And, you know, we're just monitoring it. We're definitely going to have to start prepping some of our campsites that go under when we start to get to these levels. So we'll start pulling some electrical pedestals, likely going to start making some cancellations on reservations, although we're not to peak season yet, so our parks aren't really that busy quite yet. But we're definitely starting to see some impacts. But as far as releases go from the dams, we're both Norfolk and Bull Shoals is kind of releasing firm power, which is, you know, at Bull Shoals right now, that's less than one unit. So we're not providing any additional water downstream right now. So anything you see in the White River is just going to be runoff from local streams and rivers.
I was going to say, that's the biggest question we all have. You're not planning on putting any water in the rivers anytime soon.
No, we're not. And again, you know, we're very blessed that we came into this event where our lakes were. Had we gone into this event, you know, even close to flood pool on either of the lakes, certainly we would be making releases already, and those would be significant releases. But the fact that we were at conservation pool or close to that, the lakes are doing their job right now with holding back all this water.
Dylan Edwards, Chief Ranger, Corps of Engineers, thank you for your time.
You bet, Heather. Thank you.